Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Hello, Lee.
Well, Rick, this week you're going to be the horse whisperer, because we are going to be talking about horses this week. Well, and I know that you can do a great job with that, too, right?
Well, the good news is we have Chris Cox coming on the show, and he is a fish, not a fish whisperer. See, I got fish on my mind. That's my job. Yeah, I can't help it. Horse whispering on his mind. So we're gonna have a soulful conversation coming up here, and I'm really excited. So
well, you should be, because we do have a number of really great guests, and because we have so many guests and our plate is so loaded, let's get started with the interviews right away. Our first guest we've got in is Terry Ketchum. She is the promoter of the upcoming Great Lakes Equine Classic. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Terry, can you explain to our listeners exactly what the Great Lakes Equine Classic is, and when it is, and where it is, and all that fun stuff?
The Great Lakes Equine Classic is a horse expo which will be held on February 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Birch Run Expo Center. And it is a horse learning experience. There will be vendors there for shopping. There will be demonstrations going on all day long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There will be clinicians there from different aspects of the horse world. So we have something for everyone. There's from the show horse enthusiast to the trail rider to someone that has behavior issues with their horses. And our headliner, we're lucky enough to get Chris Cox of Chris Cox Horsemanship, and he is the three-time winner of the World Road to the Horse. Chris will be talking, doing demonstrations twice a day on different aspects of behavior issues.
Just lots of good stuff.
And Road to the Horse is just for a real quick one, not to deviate from the Great Lakes Equine Classic, but that's taking a horse that has no skills and training them in very short order. Can you be a real quick one?
That's the Road to the Horse is held once a year, and they take an unbroke horse, and within, I believe it's in 3 days, they have to have worked with that horse and be able to saddle it and ride it.
Like the extreme makeover of horses.
Well, I was going to say, it didn't take my wife 3 days to break me. So bottom line is, I know it can be done. Also, as part of the show, Terry, you've got a number of clinicians. And one of the other guests we've got coming on the show is Karen Waite from MSU, who is one of the clinicians who's going to be there. What is it that they're going to be doing exactly, these clinicians?
There are several different topics that they're going to be talking on. Karen, in particular, will be talking about showmanship. She is a horse show judge, so we're calling her segment from the judge's perspective. And she will take a few horses in the arena, put them through a pattern, put them through their paces, and then break it down. You know, what this person did that was correct, what they could improve on, and even what they did wrong. That's one thing about the Horse Expo and also the horse industry. There's always something new that you can learn, no matter how long you've been involved.
Now, from previous years of doing this, who's your audience? Who comes to this?
Our audience is very diverse, because horse owners are very diverse. I mean, uh-huh. you'll have young kids, or even, actually, there is no age limit on mm-hmm. a horse enthusiast. There are
first timers.
There will be a lot of first timers there. There uh-huh. will be a lot of experienced people there. There mm-hmm. will be a lot of that the horse is their livelihood. Mm-hmm. There will be people there where that the horse is their hobby. So it's very diverse.
And some of the other clinics that are going on.
there will be clinics, like I mentioned. There's something there for everyone. So there'll be clinics there on, from the judge's perspective, not only what Karen is doing, but also on Western Pleasure, Hunter Under Saddle, dressage, the behavior issues that Chris will be talking about. We also have a classroom setting where there will be speakers in the classroom talking about equine-assisted therapy, for example. So there's, and then we will also have a cow demonstration going on. And then the Michigan Horseshoers are also involved and will be doing a horseshoeing demonstration.
And is there a cost for admission on this?
There is a cost. It is $8 at the door.
Okay. Sounds reasonable for all the information you would ever want for a horse, yes?
Yes. Anything and everything that you'd ever want to know.
Well, plus what I found interesting is a lot of the merchandise vendors who are going to be there. And one of our other guests today, Stephen Taylor, is going to be there. And I understand that there are new products and new lines that are going to be unveiled at that show. Talk a little bit about that.
We will have a fashion show on Saturday, and we will be unveiling the 2012 Hobby Horse line, which is a show horse clothing line. There will also be a lot of other lines in the fashion show, from your English wear to horse show wear to just everyday wear. So we're very excited about the fashion show.
Either whether you want to ride a horse or just be fashionable, this sounds like an event not to miss.
Well, exactly right. And as far as the location goes, where exactly is it located?
It's located in Bertrand, Michigan, at the Bertrand Expo Center.
Okay. So how far is that for anyone who's been to Bertrand, the outlet mall? Is it?
It's directly across the street from the outlet mall.
Okay.
Well,
so
that's easy to find.
Oh, you it's right off the expressway.
You can't miss it. You can go to Tony's and get all the bacon that you want, and then you can go over.
I get the bacon last.
And then enjoy the show. And if there's any one piece of advice you've got to give for anyone who's looking to attend, Terry, what would it be?
I would say just come out and enjoy the event. I mean, there's something there for everyone, and you never stop learning.
Okay. February 10th through the 12th at the Birch Run Expo Center is when the Great Lakes Equine Classic is going to be taking place. It's formerly the Mid-Michigan Horse Expo. And Terry, next time we have you, we'll have you explain to us why the name change. But for now, that's all we've got time for. So, Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Chris Cox from Chris Cox Horsemanship right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come on, let's go.